Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Coming up Monday, June 6th, on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, Pulitzer finalist and award-winning journalist William Carlson shares tales from his new book, Jungle of Stone, a true story based on the journey of two men and their discovery of the lost Maya civilization. And award-winning author Hazel Gaynor joins us from Ireland with her latest historical novel, Girl from the Savoy. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, and find more than 300 podcasts on topics from health and mental wellness to travel, adventure, business, and the environment at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and I just was able to get a photograph of Zach and Bima up on the Animal World Facebook page, them in the studio here with me. So you can check that out and give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And you think of a question during the show or when we get ready for the Missing Link giveaway, you'll need phone numbers, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888 888- 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you want to know more about, let's see, East West Bookshop, there is a website directly to the bookstore, is there not? And
EastWestBookshop.com.
Pretty simple, yep. EastWestBookshop.com. And there's also a website for the Ananda Farms, and that's AnandaFarms.com.
You got it.
Correctly. Ananda Farms, plural, right? Ananda Farms, plural, .com. To check out the farm. All righty, I want to tell you I had a smidge of follow-up, and that's just to say that my favorite animal TV program, first one, of course, is My Cat from Hell with Jackson Galaxy. And unfortunately, he was the show did not air the last couple of weeks with other stuff going on. There was a new edition of My Cat from Hell last night. But I missed it because I was at the Ananda auction, which I don't remember seeing either of you two there last night. I do. There were East West folks there, and there were farm people there, but there was surprising missing. There was no Zach or Bima, so you guys must have been up to other things. But we had a very fun time. At the auction last night. But at any rate, I missed the new My Cat from Hell last night. I thought I could catch it later in the evening because they usually rerun it, but they didn't rerun it last night. I won't be able to catch it again, I think, until next week. So hopefully, I'm sure it was a great one. But I did want to just give more kudos to Jackson Galaxy and who I think is, you know, a feline behavior therapist extraordinaire, and he's just doing a phenomenal job. And they are now, he's become, so, you know, internationally popular now, and his books have become popular, and he's doing so much to give back. And with the Jackson Galaxy Foundation and all the work he's doing to help cats, and they're now promoting, I saw some promos for, I don't know if it's an upcoming My Cat from Hell or whatever, but I don't know if it's his foundation or it probably is his foundation, but there's a show coming up of him going in and doing his first shelter makeover. So that has got to be really neat. He's going to, you know, and how fun will that be if he goes around the country and is going to animal shelters, because you know how they're always on such a shoestring budget and the facilities can be just really crummy. To come in and do a full makeover of a shelter, that I just think that's outstanding. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. That looks like it might be coming up next week on My Cat from Hell. They also have, they're still running my second favorite show, which is the vet show, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet out of Colorado, and who I just think is fantastic. I love the show. But I also love the concept because he gives more away than he does anything else, and treats all kinds of animals. And if you care about your animals, they will treat your animal. And people come from all around the country, not just the state, when their animals need really expensive surgery and they can't afford it, and they will do it at a minimal cost there at Dr. Jeff's place, which is really nice. And now they've added a new vet show. It's called Vet Life. I did catch most of the premiere edition of that last evening, and my jury's still out on this one. It's kind of an unusual vet show. It's three men who have started a practice together, and they're Native Americans. And they talked about it a lot last night, so I guess I can talk about it too. It's like they were having a discussion that how many people would say to them, "We've never known a black veterinarian, you know, we've never known a Native American veterinarian or an African American veterinarian." And when they were talking about that on the show, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I've never met an African American veterinarian. But anyway, they got three of them on this show. And they're really goofy guys, and but it seems like their hearts are really in the right place and stuff.
It's interesting, though, that, well, I don't know. There's just some interesting stuff about the show, but it was definitely entertaining and does cover some of their personal lives, too. So I will continue to watch that and give you a report and see how it shakes out. But if you're looking for African-American veterinarians, they're now on Animal Planet. So we do have them, which is a good thing. Anyway, so off to animals in the news. A couple of things, and they, of course, are up on Facebook. The biggest animal in the news this last week, no pun intended, but that, of course, was the big gorilla, Harambe. And I don't know if you guys, I think everybody's heard about the at the Cincinnati Zoo.
Yeah, saw that.
And I got to ask if I wouldn't just comment on that. I did post it up on Facebook, the Animal World Facebook page, after it happened. And we didn't get word about it last Sunday before the show, so we didn't get to talk about it last week. But a really, really sad, sad situation. And obviously a huge accident with a young toddler, I think it was 3 or 4 years old, that was really wanted to get into the gorillas and somehow was able to climb his way in and fall into the gorilla habitat, into the little moat. And then the big male silverback gorilla is the one that kind of that went to him. I, in watching all the films of the incident, the situation, I tuning into it myself, you know, doing what I do, I have absolutely no question in my mind that Harambe was doing his version of trying to protect this child. That was the intent. And it seems like that the panic in the crowd watching and the yelling and screaming is what got the gorillas energy up and what got started to get him upset, and which caused him to kind of run around. And yeah, he was dragging the kid through the moat a couple of times we were able to see. But you know, if he had been dragging a little gorilla, if it was a young gorilla, they would do the same running, but the gorilla would have been able to keep up with him and wouldn't be being knocked around. And apparently, off to the side, they were able to call the female gorillas out of the enclosure. Harambe must not have responded, because we haven't heard a lot about that. But, of course, the decision was made. They called in the, quote, dangerous animal team, and a decision was made within 10 minutes to take out the gorilla and to kill him in order to save the child. And I have to say that I was so saddened to see it all. I really believe that the gorilla meant the child no harm. I do understand why they made the decision to kill the gorilla. I mean, I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I can't honestly say that, you know, because I wasn't there. Had I been there, and if I had been in charge, I can't say that I wouldn't have made the same call. But I do understand why they did what they did. Although in my heart of hearts, I know there had to be a better way. So what I see again is as another grand animal soul coming to the forefront to again educate and help us humans learn and grow. You know, there have been a number of incidents around zoos. And there seemed to be more and more. And there was just the tiger killing a keeper recently and more of those. I think it is all reflective of the fact that our human consciousness is elevating and we are growing. And it is time to change, and that our concepts of zoos it needs to change and is on the way out. Unfortunately, the zoos aren't really getting it because they're fighting for their livelihood right now and all of that. But I do think this is indicating that a change is coming and needs to happen. And what I saw that what I would have liked to seen happen, and of course this is a hindsight and it doesn't exist yet, But if I were in charge of the world, which I don't want to be, but if I were, I would have full-time animal communicators at every zoo that are working full-time and have developed a relationship with all of the animals. So when something like this happened, they wouldn't just call in, well, as calling in their dangerous animal team would also be the communicator comes in to start communicating immediately with Harambee to tell him what to do with the child. And then there's a team that immediately goes up to the public area where the people are freaking out and screaming. And you guys know, you know the power of prayer. You know the power of oming. You know the stories of that down at Ananda Village when the forest fires were raging in California and were going to blow the place away. And the all the Ananda yogis got together and the prayer and the oming and turned the forest fire around. Right. It is very, very powerful. So I think if someone had been up, a couple people up with the public, and then focused the public, getting them to breathe, to calm down, to start to move into prayer, to seeing the gorillas calm, to seeing Harambee take the boy to the keepers, and starting just oming and whatever, could have shifted the whole energy. And it could have handled completely differently, and we wouldn't have had to lose that magnificent gorilla. Now, unfortunately, all those things aren't in place. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to see them going in place now. And so, all right, zoos, you listen to Aunt Martha. You all need animal communicators on staff full-time developing relationships with all of these animals. And then not only do you need a dangerous animal team to call in, you need someone to go up and to calm the crowds because it was the energy of the crowds that really triggered the anxiety and with the gorilla. So that's my take on all of that. The last thing in the news I want to bring to your attention, and you can find the article on the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. I just posted it yesterday, I believe, is that a ruling has come down in the Lolita orca lawsuit. Lolita, of course, being the orca tag, the loneliest orca on Earth. She is the one that was taken from our pods here in the Pacific Northwest many, many years ago, back in the 70s, I believe, and who is at the Seaquarium in Florida, the really, really tiny Seaquarium, and is the only orca and is being gets harassed by dolphins and you know, it's just a crummy existence. And she does still speak her native language. Her family still exists. She responds vocally and in the language to her pod's callings. We as animal communicators that have spoken with her, she would like the opportunity to try to come back to the Northwest and be reunited with her family. Orca activists and so forth have been working on this for a very, very long time. And unfortunately, the owners of the Seaquarium, the Florida Seaquarium, will not cooperate and they don't want to return Lolita, I mean, for kind of obvious reasons. But they did sue under the Endangered Species Act, thinking that now that our orcas are covered by the Endangered Species Act, that would give them grounds to be able to bring her back to the area. But the judge ruled against them. And it was kind of a shocking verdict because everyone expected it to go the other way. But the judge saying that unless they could prove that that Lolita was in absolute danger of dying in any second, of all this stuff was going to kill her, that was the intent of the Endangered Species Act. And so it didn't make a lot of sense. I would imagine that they'll probably appeal. But if you want to read about this decision and what's shaken out with that, I've got that posted up on Martha Norwalk's Animal World. So that covers our follow-up and animals in the news. And it's time for us to get back to our Ananda Sunday and chatting. However, we're going to stay on schedule and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. So Hang right where you are. Listen, pay attention, support our advertisers, thank them. And we continue with Zach Abbey is here from the Ananda Farms. Bima Breckenridge is here from East West Bookshop. We're going to talk about what's coming up at East West and all the things that you can take advantage of through the store. So I know you've got some good stuff coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah, always.
Always. Okay, so we'll be talking about that straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell present a special series with Kelly Sullivan Walden, host of Dreams Unzipped.
On Saturday, Manson Mitchell welcome back Ken Elliott to continue the conversation about manifesting in three easy steps you can start now.
In hour number two, Pam Osley joins us to talk about the significance of our aura colors, and we'll be taking your calls.
Bringing you fascinating talk since 2007, we are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are doing an Ananda Sunday today. We've got Zach Abbey's in the house from the Ananda Farms at CSA. Bima Breckenridge is here, the co-manager of East West Bookshop in the Roosevelt area of Seattle. And we're just kind of talking about East West at the moment. And Bima, we mentioned that there's a website people can check out, eastwestbookshop.com.
Mm-hmm.
And are all the events and classes listed up on the website and all
yeah,
of that?
Yeah, we have an events calendar which lists all of them by day.
And you do have, I see you have the current catalog with you because
right.
I think a current catalog listing all of the classes and events comes out, every quarter?
Yeah, every quarter we both have a print distribution and also our email list, which is really handy. But each newsletter is usually 3 months, 2 to 3 months of events that we can mail to you, or you can pick up at a number of different locations. Our store, of course, Ananda locations, and there's a variety of coffee shops and libraries that carry them too. So we distribute all over the Sound.
But you can get on the mailing list, because I know one gets mailed to my house. So how does one get on the mailing list?
You just call up, you know, and
just call
we'll
up.
Put you on the list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be East West, and what's the store phone number?
206-523-3726.
So 206-523-3726.
Yeah.
So just give them a call and say you want to be on the mailing list, huh?
But even better is our email list, eNews. that comes out once a week, and it gives you kind of a snapshot of the week ahead of events, and it also gives you an exclusive opportunity to take advantage of some of our in-store offers, coupons, specials that we put out only to our email list.
Well, you know, and I'm not on the email list. I'm going to have to do that. So what do? I go to
the website? Yeah.
Eastwestbookshop.com.
Yep, and there should be a
probably
sign
just
up right
a little
there on the front page.
Linky thing that would say sign up for our newsletter.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Or eastwestbookshop.com/sign up. Should do it.
Okay, so eastwestbookshop.com/sign up?
I believe so, yeah. Let me double check.
Oh, okay.
Due diligence there.
That's so funny when we talk about something that, especially the younger generation, more than anyone else, how quickly the phones get whipped up off and the thumbs start going. I haven't mastered that typing with my thumb thing yet.
I think it looks like
the two of you guys are really good at that because you're just typing away there.
New disorder will be carpal thummel syndrome.
Carpal thummel, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, eastwestbookshop.com/sign up.
And that'll get you to the page
right there,
to get
on
the... Okay, so what is coming up?
Well, we've got a number of things. our current publication goes through the end of June. And even in this month, we have something almost every weekend that's of interest. And then coming into July, we've got a new newsletter that we've just finished booking or moving into the final stages of it. So that'll be coming out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But just to give you a snapshot, we've got Stephen Farmer coming. He is well-known author. Shamanism are some of his topics.
And he does animal stuff.
And he
right?
does do animal yeah. stuff as well. Yeah, he has a well-known animal card deck for children,
yes,
which is a lovely one to be able to give for kids who want to, you know, they might have a favorite animal, but they don't know some of the meanings behind these animals and going deeper and taking it within themselves. So he's coming this weekend, Friday, June 10th, and he's speaking about healing ancestral karma, which is a very interesting topic. And there's a lot of science that's coming out now about, you know, how genes... How our genes that we inherit can be altered and changed. And actually, one of the foremost speakers on this topic is Dr. Bruce Lipton, who works with, I think what he calls, he's a cellular biologist, but he speaks about the fact that with the power of thought and intention and meditation, we can actually... there's studies that have been done where you can change your genetic structure and work with the DNA. It's very cutting-edge stuff, and he's going to be doing an event weekend with Nikki Scully, the shamanic teacher. The two of them have an event that we're hosting at Center for Spiritual Living called The Grand Convergence, Science and Shamanism Meet. And
that's one of the other neat things.
That's
is
our
that
big one, yeah.
You, as East-West Bookshop, you guys have teamed up with the Center for Spiritual Living, and you guys often put on programs together.
Yeah,
that are
larger
usually
events.
At the Center of Spiritual Living, because they have a great auditorium for these kind of things.
Definitely. We did Byron Katie this last January. We had over 800 people come for the day, and she's planning on returning, I believe. That's not official yet, so don't quote me. And then also we had Deepak Chopra the year before, which was another great event. I think about 1,100 people came to that. Our next big one is with Bruce Lipton and Nikki Scully, Science and Shamanism Meet. So get your tickets now. And some other things in store we have going on. We've got Paradiso and Ross Amai, who are sound healers. She does the crystal singing bowls, and he does the didgeridoo, and it's always a wonderful... experience. They have something called the Om workshop that they're doing. It's the Om tune-up workshop. So they work with people to resonate at a higher vibration with the power of their own voice these sacred instruments.
And that's for those of you listening. That would be similar to what you experience with when Jude and Paul Pontner are in the studio doing their harmonic energy shifting. So listeners are kind of familiar with that kind of energy work and the harmonics, but this is some real specific stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's actually this weekend.
And how to use your own voice and so forth to change your vibration.
Exactly.
That sounds really neat. And when is that happening?
That'll be this weekend, Saturday, June 11th, and Sunday, June 12th. The 11th is their healing concert, 7 to 9, and then they have a Om tune-up workshop the following day, Sunday, June 12th, from 3 to 5 p.m. So they tour all over the country, and they've been coming here almost every year for a number of years.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent.
Oh, and just one last one to round off the month. We have the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, coming. She's a well-known numerologist who works with a lot of different celebrities on finding their own life path number. And so she uses numerology secrets to help you to achieve your goals in business and health and personal relationships. That'll be Friday, June 24th from 7:30 to 9, and a workshop the following day from 11 to 3. So
all right.
Check out these
Excellent.
Great events.
All right. So if you're interested in any of those, of course, you can hop on the website, www.eastwestbookshop.com. Do a /sign-up if you want to get on to the email mailing list. If you want to get on to the physical USPS mailing list, then you want to call the store, East West Bookshop. Give them a call at 206-523-3726. And, of course, if you don't have Internet access and have questions about classes or sign-ups, you can always call the store.
Call anytime.
And is the store open 7 days a week?
7 days a week, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yep. That's amazing.
Generally 10 to 9, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., although we have shorter hours on Sunday. It's 12 to 7. And then
so 12 to 7 on Sunday.
12 to 7
However,
on Sunday.
You can come
early for the meditation.
9 yeah. o'clock. You can come early for the prayer and meditation. So what do? You do from like 9 to 10, you do the prayer and meditation stuff
right.
on Sunday morning. And then what do you kick everybody out and tell
yeah,
them to come back at
absolutely.
Noon?
Absolutely. Yeah. We get out the broom and everything. Yeah. And we have late hours on Fridays. So those who come to our evening event at 7:30 p.m., there's no need to rush out because after the event ends, you have still an hour of shopping until 10 p.m. So.
Wow. That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat. And it remains my favorite store to go to because there's just so much stuff.
Thank you.
To look at and browse through and the energy. And I think you have a lot of people that just come and hang out at just come in mm-hmm. To kind of rejuvenate and, mm-hmm. and be filled with the wonderful energy that's there.
Yeah, you know, there's people that come in and they're, of course, doing their grocery shopping too, but they say, East West is my whole paycheck. You know, we're right above Whole Foods, but they still shop at our store and they get stacks and stacks of books and different gifts for family. I mean, it's a great place because there's always something to find there. And it's really wonderful to step into a conscious gift shop because you never know what surprise gift you can give somebody. You know, it's
yeah.
just a wonderful mm-hmm. place to find stuff like that.
And it is a great place to go as a gift shop because
right.
you have the wonderful selection of the books. And then, of course, you've got all the wonderful cards, the tarot cards and all that sort of thing. And you've got crystals and you've got the wonderful singing bowl collection and... I think you even have, you know, Accutonics forks.
We
and,
do, yeah.
And you have a smattering of clothing, you know, sometimes scarves or tops
yeah,
or dresses.
A whole apparel section,
there's a,
yeah.
There's a lot of apparel. And then you have a chair or two here or there so people can grab a book and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you guys. I mean, because you're the younger generation and maybe doing your books on Kindle and that sort of thing. But... I still like the physical book
Absolutely.
To, you know,
yeah.
I don't ever want books to go away because there's just something about the having the book in your hand and that makes a difference to me. I like real
well,
books.
Well, even 2 years ago, I went to New York for the store to the book fair that they have, and there was a seminar that was being led that was showing that for the first time in a number of years, the ebook sales and the print book sales were actually flattening out. And so there wasn't a diminish in physical book sales, and there was no longer an increase in ebook sales. So I think there's a large amount of people that, like myself, who love reading for the fact that you're not plugged in, that you're able to just, it's you and the page and the text and the ideas, and that wonderful relaxation of being able to sit down with a good book. I don't think anybody will, I don't think that'll ever go away entirely.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to kind of move into our subject as we cruise through the farm and then on to a different way of life and living. One of the things that came up, it was actually a Facebook post that I know I shared on my personal page. because it was some kids, you know, playing, you know, a creek and, you know, dinking around out in nature. And there were like two photographs, and there were the kids out playing in nature, and the words on the post had was something like, "I'm glad I grew up like this and not like this." And the "not like this" was three girls standing there with their thumbs going on their phones. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful I grew up in the generation that I did, and was not distracted by computers and phones and all of that sort of stuff. And you just have to wonder these days what is happening with kids and all the technology. And obviously, there are choices that ones can make, and we'll be talking more about that.
Mm-hmm. It's a brave new world.
Yeah, because Zach, you and your wife Haley and the other Ananda farmers, you are really kind of setting the stage for a new way of doing things, and even just in the farming. Because like I said, we go up to the Ananda farms, it doesn't look like a typical what we're used to seeing as a farm, with the plows and the plowed fields and the rows of everything. You know, you have rows of some things and so forth, but you do things very differently at the Ananda farm. So for anybody who didn't hear you guys before, tell us a little bit about the Ananda farm.
Well, you know, it's definitely that awareness that we're kind of talking about that is the original seed that Ananda Farms is growing from. It's kind of, you know, our experience in the world and what we're all feeling, this disconnect to nature and this disconnect to life, really, and really the need to start working with nature and life in a way that's harmonious and that really honors life and stewards it, instead of just looking at it as, what can I get out of this for myself? How can I till up all this land and kind of burn up all this soil to get things for myself? Let's look at it as, how can we give it what it needs to then provide abundance for everyone, ourselves included, and not separating ourselves from the equation anymore, but we're a part of this thing that we're living, this ball that's floating around. We're a part of this, and we need to support it also. So,
well, and it's amazing what a difference it makes when, depending on the attitude, the energy that things are grown in. And I know that just what I get exposed to, just what you're growing at the farms, it is so incredibly different and vibrates on such a much higher level than anything else, because I've really gotten into you know, changing the way I eat and doing a lot of raw, and I do just lots of fruits and vegetables more than anything else. But there is such a difference, and I know I talk about it whenever you're on, that when I get the stuff from the Ananda Farms, it is so much better and so much different. I mean, like, I really wanted to participate in the Ananda CSA would have been really nice, but I'm too far away to get to any of the pickup locations, you know, once a week reliably. So last year I tried doing a CSA out in my own neighborhood, which was fun, and I enjoyed the experience, but the quality of the produce wasn't anywhere near what I experienced from Ananda. So whenever I can, I like to get to the Ananda Temple on Sundays, because you come down and bring produce from the farm, and
Haley,
I love,
and Sharon and Stanley are all there right now with strawberries and icicle radish and heads of lettuce.
Oh, that's right. And you posted I love on Facebook now, you had a radish party up there this last week, it looked like.
There's been a radish.
You had radishes everywhere.
It's radical.
Yeah, radical radish
yeah.
week at the Ananda Farms.
Yeah.
But what I particularly enjoy is what you call the prana mix, which is kind of like a green salad mix.
It's a blend of really, you know, whatever is fresh in the garden each week. So there's herbs and greens, and we discovered this old writing of Yogananda actually from the 30s, and he talks about, you know, we need to stop just thinking that eating a little bit of lettuce is our salad for the day, and start realizing that the more diversity that we get in our diet, and the more different types of things that are coming into our bodies, the more unified we are in ourselves. There's a real unity in that diversity, and that's the spirit of the Prana Mix, is that we're going to give you radical flavors and a combination of things that's going to feel a lot better.
And I have to tell you that when you talk about radical flavors, I am blown away. And mm-hmm. Bhima, you're chuckling too, because yeah. obviously you experienced the Prana Mix.
It's amazing.
But I have never tasted such flavor in what I'd call like salad greens, because it isn't just lettuce. And I have no idea all the things that are in there, because I don't know what they are. I don't recognize them. But the flavors are just knock your socks off. And I was telling Zach and Haley last time they were in, the last time I went to temple, you know, because I take a Sunday off every month now, so I can come to the temple on Sunday. I always buy Prana Mix, and that particular Sunday, there wasn't a lot of great snacks, because usually we have snacks. There's usually food at all and on to play, but there wasn't a lot of snacks after church. And so I was hungry on the way home, and I had a bag of Prana Mix, and I just opened it up and I started munching, and I ate a third of it on the way home, and with no salad dressing, no nothing, but the flavors are just magnificent. It's almost sometimes you don't want to put any dressing or something on it, because the flavors are so magnificent. And that's where I learned to put mint in salad, because I had never thought about doing that, putting a few little mint leaves. But what a difference that makes.
Totally.
And then I think the love that and the energy that's put into what you do at the farm makes such a huge difference in terms of the energetics and vibration of the food itself. But so I'm in love with the Prana Mix and anything else I've gotten that you grow. But I also now my latest obsession is your honey, because the bees up there, they are producing the best honey I've ever had in my life. It is like unbelievable.
They seem like they're really happy out there. And yeah. you know, at first we weren't sure, because we're so far south on the island, we're close to water on both sides, and we had a number of beekeepers kind of speculate that maybe it wouldn't be a good fit, because the bees couldn't travel far enough. But now we're going into our fourth year with bees there, and we have overwintered Washington bees, healthy hives that are growing and expanding. And you know, we've been able to catch a swarm already this year. And you know, we don't have that conventional model around us of chemicals and lifelessness. So we're surrounded by forests, and really you see that with the bees, how happy and healthy they are.
Well, that reminds me, I wanted to ask you about that, because you posted some photographs on Facebook. Because now I know more about bees now than I ever had before. I've always paid attention because of, you know, the herbalist I told you about, Julia DeBarkley Levy, who asked me to promise, you know, like 20 years ago anyway, to always take care of the bees. But I have a wild hive on my property. But I now know that the way that bees propagate is that usually around this time of year in the spring, like, they make a new queen, and then the old queen with 60% of the hive leaves to go start another hive.
Right.
And that's what we call a swarm, right?
Totally natural. Yeah.
But you posted, and apparently you were expecting your hives to swarm.
We work with a really good natural beekeeper, and he was expecting it, so he brought a hive.
So he said they're going to swarm.
He didn't actually tell us. He just dropped off an empty hive box.
Oh, an empty hive. Okay, just dropped off in it. So that
the
would
night
be
before.
For the new. Oh, the night before.
Yeah.
Wow, he must really be in tune.
Cats,
with
paw,
the bees.
He's
but
a
then
Kameno Island
the picture
keeper.
You posted on Facebook, you guys were up in a tree.
Yeah, they climbed a nice cedar tree.
I didn't get that. Well, okay, you have an empty bee box, and the bees have swarmed. What do you climb up in the tree and sort through thousands of bees to find the queen and bring it down to the box? I mean,
you got to get the queen.
Is that what you were doing? We really were doing that?
Yeah, we climbed up in a cedar tree, and we're able to cut the branch and drop the ball of the swarm into a bin, and then carry the bin down the tree and over to that box, dump it in the box, and hope that you get the queen in there. Because if you get the queen, all the rest will follow. If you don't have the queen, they'll swarm again and set up in another tree somewhere else, and you'd still have another chance to catch them. But it just so we got lucky and got the queen on the first try, and then over the next 20 or 30 minutes. Involved.
We're talking divine guidance here, I think. Someone was in that tree with you.
Well, you're lucky they didn't fly to a tree 2 miles away.
You know, we've had them in the past do that. You kind of get to watch them just take off over the top of the trees.
Really?
Yeah, but this time they stuck. I don't think they actually wanted to leave this time. So
Right. They did.
They went about 20 feet from the hive and parked it. So they were kind of waiting.
Well, it sounds like the beekeeper was in tune, too, and brought the empty box the night before. But see, that's something else you could use. You know what I've taught you about communicating.
Right.
With when you know it's that time of year. See, I would start talking to them ahead of time. And letting the bees know that they're going to branch off and need a bigger hive. So, you know, Uncle So-and-so is bringing you guys a new bee house.
Right.
And so, you know, there'll be an empty new bee house here. And so when you're ready to swarm, you could make it really easy and just swarm right into the new box. But, you know, stay close and down low so we can get you into your new house. But see, I bet if you started some really good communication, you might even be able to just get them to swarm into the new house.
I'm going to try that this week. Yeah. Because we've still got more queens happening in there. So,
well, because that I of course, I'm not an expert on bees, but I'm learning more as I read. But I know that they say that they can swarm more than once. And
right.
that they swarm several times, but the swarms get smaller each time.
Hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
so, but do you have empty bee boxes now waiting?
We have an empty one still. And so, you know, there's potentially even another one of the hive swarms also.
Yeah. So but anyway, yeah, I'd go talk to them and say, hey, all set up here. The house is open and all yours. And all you got to do is swarm to the new house. Or stay real close so
That sounds like a better solution.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and the more you do it, the better you get at it. And of course, you know how bees, they pass things on. And they, because my wild hive, they swarmed and they didn't like any place. They came back.
Wow.
But then I assume they found another place. But, you know, I think when they're very comfortable with an energy of a property and where they are, they'd prefer to stay there. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you'll have any trouble getting them to go into those new boxes. All right, that's good. All righty, we are going to take care of advertisers and sponsors before we run out of time in this hour. We're going to continue come back and continue talking about the farm and what's coming up there. And I don't know, but it may be too late to get involved with the CSA now, but we'll find out when we get back. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. It's Ananda Sunday on Animal World here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, it is Ananda Sunday here on Animal World, and while we were briefly away from the microphones, you've heard us talk about the NuPro supplements. That's N-U-P-R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And they've got something new coming out. We're going to be talking to Janice soon on the show to find out all about that. And be sure and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage, their beautiful campus on Vashon Island. And you can take classes in person over on Vashon. But they have got wonderful distance learning programs via the online community. And, of course, they have campuses now all around the world. So check them out, www.nwsam.com. That's Northwest School of Animal Massage.com. And, of course, our wonderful friends Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon in Seattle. They are available for in-person sessions. They do remote sessions. They do chiropractic. They do acupuncture. But they specialize in the harmonic energy shifting and the acutonics. And they've got a great website, whispering-dragon.com. Check out the things that are available on their website, and their music recordings are really, really wonderful, and they're easily downloaded. And they will have a booth at the Ananda Community Open House Saturday, June 18th, 3 p.m. at the Ananda Community, and I'll be at the welcome booth, so I'll meet you first when you come. And Zach and Haley will be there with farm stuff. Bima's going to be there with east-west stuff. Oh, you're going to be in Hawaii, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'll be there in spirit, though.
Yeah, all right. All right. Well, but the bookstore will be well represented.
Oh, well,
lots of
yeah.
books and all of that base will all be covered.
Oh, certainly.
And at any rate, so that's Saturday, June 18th. All right. So back to the farm. Let's see. The CSA, which is that's where you buy a membership, and then every week you pick up your produce, fruits, vegetables, that kind of stuff.
Right.
The CSA is underway already, right?
Last week was our first week, actually.
Okay.
I got my first box last week.
Yeah? Was it good?
Delicious.
Yeah, all right. So you said that there are a few openings left at the Kameno CSA?
If you're in the Kameno and Stanwood area, we got a few spots left. The one in Seattle, Linwood areas is filled
are full
up for now.
For now.
But we are going to do a midway point because we still have people asking us. And midway through the season, kind of once the bigger summer season crops are coming in, the tomatoes and beans and squash and that kind of, and apples. Once those start coming in, we're going to take on some more people here.
Okay, so will how? If, well, first of all, if folks want to sign up for the grab those a few slots that are open on the Kameno Island Stanwood CSA,
AnandaFarms.com.
AnandaFarms.com.
There's still a CSA sign up on there for those guys.
Okay, so AnandaFarms.com. Look for the CSA. And the Stanwood Kameno area, there's
right.
still some openings.
And that's a Tuesday delivery day.
Tuesday pickup?
Yep.
And then sometime through the season midway, you're going to open up to more folks. And how will we know about that? Will you let me know so I can announce it here?
Yep, I'll let you know.
Okay, excellent. Then we can tell everybody that if you want to grab it, you can.
Good idea.
Okay. Now, have we got any events coming up at the farm
we
that
do.
We need to know
we
about?
Got a farm supper a week from today.
Oh,
Next Sunday, it'll be our first farm supper of the year. And we're working on finalizing the menu right now. We know we've got a lot of peas, a lot of strawberries, and we've got our chef from last year is going to be back with us again to start it off. And I think about 28 people are already signed up, and we usually cut it off between 30 and 35. So
okay, so this,
it's
you
time
can still
to sign
get a
up.
Reservation, and this is going to be next weekend.
Next Sunday at 3:30, and. So that's a three-course farm meal. We do a farm walk and usually some kind of activity, and then fun activities. And then we come back and have dessert, and it's all outside, and it's always nice and sunny
on those
days.
So June 12th.
June 12th.
And it's at 3 p.m.?
3:30. Yeah.
So, gosh, that means people could be listening to Animal World and then head on up to Camino. So it starts at 3:30, and this is the first of how many farm suppers?
It's either five or six. Once a month through October.
Once a month through October. And so you arrive at the farm around 3:30.
Yep.
And then what happens in these farm suppers?
We'll probably do some meet and greet and get to know each other a little bit and sit down and we'll serve you an incredible three-course farm meal, and you'll get to meet all the farmers. There's six of us who live out there right now, and probably meet at least both dogs and a handful of cats.
Yeah.
And then we'll start a walk, and you can kind of see how we're doing things and what our life is like. And
then the alpacas, of course, and the chickens and all of that. And
all the lady alpacas.
And then you get to learn about the no-till farming, and of course you'll be able to see the incredible bee colonies that are going on.
Totally.
Now, how are we doing with my lavender isn't blooming yet. Is your lavender blooming yet?
It's getting really close. Everything is early. That heat that we're feeling, everything is moving along really quickly. So the lavender is probably just a couple weeks out. And usually it's not until July that it hits full bloom. But it looks like we're going to be harvesting it next week already for culinary purposes.
Wow. So the farm supper is as much of the food is from the farm as possible. And then you've got a great, great local island chef that puts everything together.
Yeah.
And a lot of talk about the farm and a tour and all that sort of stuff. And how much does it cost?
It's a sliding scale, $25 to $50.
Wonderful. So you choose.
It's a deal.
Yeah, really. A heck of a deal. Yeah. Heck of a deal. And again, we sign up at anandafarms.com?
Yep, and you can sign up and register all through the website there.
Okay, and that's for the farm suppers. Now, if we've got someone that wanted to register, sign up for the farm supper, but for some reason doesn't do online, do we have a phone number or a place they can call? They call
I think the best would be to shoot us an email, because we kind of get lost in we don't have great service at the farm.
Okay.
But you can email me at Zach, Z-A-C-H. At anandafarms.com. And also make sure when you're on the website to check out all the dates for the suppers, because you know that it's seasonally, and then the menu's going to change every month.
And are they all on Sundays?
Saturdays. Most are actually on Saturdays, and this one will be on Sunday.
So this coming weekend is on Sunday,
right.
But the rest of them are on Saturdays.
I think most of them are on Saturdays.
Yeah, most of them are on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the August one is going to be a special one, because our beekeeper is going to be giving a talk.
Ooh.
So
I might have to come. I think I might have to get that guy on the air.
I think that you probably would. That would be a good fit.
I've done in the past shows on bees and wasps and that sort of thing, but it's been several years, so I really need to do a new bee show.
You know, he's a real quirky character, and he's really at the forefront of trying to stabilize the bee population here.
Well, perhaps you can facilitate a connection between the two of us, so I can be working on that. That would be great. All right, boy, we've talked our way through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon. How about we do a little Missing Link giveaway now? If you'd like to have a bag of Missing Link, your choice as to which variety you'd like, and have it delivered right to your door, you just got to call Kathy, and tell her the missing link words of the day. How about Ananda Sunday? That'll work. And local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So pick up your phone, give Kathy a call, pick out what version of Missing Link you'd like to have. We're going to turn the hours around, and then we continue. Let's see, I think we'll start off with current events, get that out of the way. And then we've got an interesting subject to start with. We're going to get into our sustainable living, but we're going to start with a very interesting post that Zach put up having to do with the Mayan culture, and maybe what we think we've learned that of their culture collapse, maybe that isn't really what happened. And Zach knows, because he's talked to the plants. No, maybe the Appleseeds. I call him. He's our local version of Johnny Appleseed.
Zachary Appleseed.
All right. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. We're here until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.